one halacha, the minhag is that at the time of a wedding ceremony, the first phase of the ceremony, which we call kiddushin, so the custom is that the misadir kiddushin makes berachot, he makes bore priya gefen on a cup of wine, and then he makes the berchat irusin. Question came up in a case where, let's say, they didn't have wine, or they didn't have grape juice. There was a case where they were getting married in some place, and they weren't able to secure wine or grape juice. So what is the halakha? Halakha says that you can make it on shechar, which means beer. So instead of saying bore priya gefen, you make a shakon yavet baro, or you could take another type of shechar. You could take whiskey or something like that, if that's what they have available, and you're able to make the birkat irusin as such. So we learn from here a very important halakha, that it's, the yain is not me'akev the kiddushin. It can even be done al shechar. Now let's say you don't have even that. They're in a place somewhere in a hotel, and they want to make a kiddushin, and they have no kos, not yain, not beer, not shechar. Halakha says they can make the kiddushin without it at all, which is a very important halakha to remember, that the yayin and the kiddushin, it's a minhag that we make the berakha on it, but not that it's integral. The kiddushin can be made without it. The second halakha says that really in the olden days, the hatan would make the berakha of the irusin himself, because really it's his mitzvah to get married. And therefore, just like he makes a beracha before he puts on tefillin, and he makes a beracha before he shakes the lulav, he has to make a beracha before he fulfills the mitzvah of nisuin. However, the hachamim took it away from him because they saw that many hatanim were not fluent and they don't know how to read. So in order not to embarrass the hatan who doesn't know how to read, they gave it to the misadir kiddushin. But the misadir kiddushin has to tell the hatan that I'm making this berachot for you. And therefore he has to pay attention. He cannot answer Baruch Baruch Shemo. He has to also, the Misadir should tell the Kala that she's also fulfilling a mitzvah by getting married. She's helping the Hatan fulfill the mitzvah Priyavaribi as well. And therefore she should listen intently and not answer Baruch Baruch Shemo and just amen. It happens a lot of times under the Chuppah, the Hatan and Kala praying for all different sorts of things. And a lot of times when the rabbi is making the Berachot, for them, they're praying. So then it's hefsek. And therefore, the misadir has to be very careful to tell Hatan Mekala that at this point they're going to put away their books, nor should they whisper to each other at that point. It's like a berachat kiddush. They have to listen intently and answer, amen, to the berachot.